of the highlights of our week here on the roundtable is when Sean Stone comes in, tells us what's happening on area stages and screens. Check your calendars. It's Thursday, so Sean's here.
It is.
Yes. the bus got you here in time there, buddy.
Exactly.
Welcome. Very nice to have you with us. You saw the death of Stalin.
Armando Iannucci's very, very dark comedy centered around when Stalin died. The movie is absolutely hilarious as a movie can be, with as much murder as it has in it.
Okay.
It starts out with this beautiful set piece that beautifully sets up the whole dynamic. Paddy Considine is like the head of Radio Moscow, and he's overseeing this concert. And he gets a call, and it's Stalin. He says, "Call me back in 17 minutes. He's like, oh my God, what does he want? What does he want? So he calls back in 17 minutes, "Send over the recording of tonight's concert." And he's like, "Please tell me we recorded this." "No." So he has to drag everyone back in and bribe the musicians and do the concert over again so he can record it to send it over to Stalin. So it sets up the tenor of, you do what he says.
That's right.
And then he dies. And then all of the guys in power are jockeying for power and fighting. And it's mean and very funny. It's Michael Palin and Steve Buscemi as Nikita Khrushchev, who is...
Perfect casting.
Yes.
There, yeah.
And Jeffrey Tambor. Jason Isaacs is very funny as Marshal Zhukov, the head of the Russian army. He's eager to go in and kill when you have to, because he's, you know, he said, I took care of Nazi Germany. I can take care of one guy in a suit.
Christopher Plummer didn't reshoot Jeffrey Tambor scenes?
No. Interesting. Okay. Different standards with British filmmaking,
I guess. All right. So it's The Death of Stalin, and you recommend it, so that's good to know. Let's go to events happening in our region beginning tonight.
At the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington at 7 o'clock, they are showing Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Perennially funny.
Yes.
End of the world comedy. Might as well laugh about it.
That's tonight at the Mehewi in Great Barrington.
Also tonight at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes, it's the Park Playhouse production of Little Shop of Horrors. It runs through April 15th. It's Thursday through Sundays. Check the times on the website.
Yeah.
But it's a hilarious, fun show.
Oh, it was good. When it was, I don't think it ever played Broadway. It was always an off-Broadway show.
Yeah.
And I remember when it came out, it did its tour, and it went to Philadelphia. And I was a kid, and I was growing up in Philadelphia. And I went to go see the show, and I was hanging around afterwards, and the puppeteer of Audrey came out and said, and I just thought of this, that how creepy this sounds now, but didn't then, which is, "Would you like the plant to eat you?" and of course I said,
right.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And it was really, really fun. And I just thought, yeah, I don't, you know, probably now you wouldn't do that.
Yes. It's funny how humor changes over time.
That's right. So I went back and I got ingested by Audrey,
there
as it were.
There you go. Also tonight at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park at 8 o'clock, it's an evening with Buckethead, who is a legendary sort of metal guitarist who wears a KFC bucket on his head.
And it's worked.
Yeah, hey, whatever sells the tickets.
That's right.
There you go. Tomorrow at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, their production of Blithe Spirit by Noel Coward opens. They've already extended the run.
That's great. It's a great show.
Yeah, it is a great show. And they extended the run through May 6th, so I guess ticket sales are pretty good. So
good.
Get them now.
Keep them going.
As we mentioned last week, Daughtry, who were in Utica, will be in Albany at the Palace Theater on Saturday at 8 o'clock. Saturday at 9 o'clock at Helsinki Hudson & Hudson, Betty Levette, she has a new album of Bob Dylan covers, just came out. Should be a fabulous show.
She's terrific.
Yeah.
We love her.
Sunday afternoon at Union College, the Union College Concert Series presents pianist Raphael Blechatz. He's going to be playing Mozart, Beethoven, Schumann, and Chopin. I think I got the name right. I made an effort to get the name right.
I'm sure you did, or close enough.
Close enough.
Yeah.
As the intro music for this wonderful segment was Joan Shelley. She's going to be at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Great up-and-coming singer-songwriter. 30 years since they burst on the scene now. It was 1988. The Cowboy Junkies.
Really? 30 years?
1988.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
They're going to be at the Academy of Music in Northampton, Mass, Sunday at 7. And that's really the perfect size venue.
Absolutely.
To see them, you know, because it's so nice and it's ornate, but it's intimate, you know.
And they have never really stopped, right? They've been playing pretty much the whole time. It's
yeah.
not like this reunion or anything.
They've
been out at it for a long time.
Yeah, they just keep going.
Good for them.
And then Monday, there aren't a whole lot of tickets left for this, but there are a few tickets left if you have a lot of money.
Okay.
At Proctor's in Schenectady, it's New World's Bill Murray, Jan Vogler, and friends. That's Monday at 7:30. They're going to do some singing. Some classical music, some readings from
what
literature.
What is this? I don't know what. I'm excited. I want to go because I want to see Bill Murray, but for the life of me, I don't know what it is.
I'm not completely sure.
Okay.
But I see the name Hemingway. I see the name Stephen Foster. And I'm thinking this is going to be interesting.
So it's a musical
It's a musical act. It's sort of a classical group.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be readings as well as singing.
And Bill Murray is Bill Murray? I mean, he comes
he,
out.
He comes out.
He will be Bill Murray?
He will sing and he will do some readings and somebody else also sings. And it's a celebration of America.
Okay. All right. It is called New World's Bill Murray. Is it Jan or Jan?
Yeah, probably Jan.
Jan Vogler and friends and at Proctor's on Monday. And yeah, good luck and
yeah.
getting tickets, and good luck figuring out what it is.
Exactly. it is a really odd bunch of new movies opening this week.
Let's get to it.
The Leisure Seeker, which stars Helen Mirren and Donald Sutherland.
Yeah,
it's sort of a bittersweet comedy. He has Alzheimer's. She wants to take him on one last road trip in their Winnebago, and the trailer looks pretty good. They have some nice chemistry and. It looks like it's a sort of the picaresque journey, and
good to see Donald Sutherland again.
Yeah, and Helen Mirren
is always great.
Yeah,
okay.
And then there's A Quiet Place, which is a high concept horror film directed by John Krasinski, about an alternate world in which monsters have been devouring us, but they do it by sound, so you have to keep your mouth shut.
And who's in the film?
John Krasinski and his wife.
Emily Blunt.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be pretty terrifying.
All right.
And then there's Chappaquiddick, which looks sordid.
I don't know. I'm wondering whether we needed to make this. I don't know.
I don't know. It's you know, it's what's his name? It's Byron Allen's studio. And he's sort of been expanding into motion pictures. He did Hostiles, which I hated. So we'll see. We'll see what this turns out to be. But the trailer is not promising. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's a tragic incident.
It is,
and it seems. I don't know.
One of those. How much of the truth do we really know?
Okay.
So whatever happens, you're taking a position. I don't know. I'm squishy on this one. Then we have Blockers, which is a weird teen comedy about parents trying to keep their teenagers from having sex on prom night. John Cena is one of the parents.
I have seen the trailers
yes.
for it. It looks vaguely amusing.
Yes, yes.
Blockers. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that is...
the state of American comedy.
Which one are you going to see this week? Do you know?
Oh, I'm definitely going to see Leisure Seeker.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we look forward to hearing your review on that. Sean Stone is our man about town. He is comes in every week, tells us what's happening in area stages and screens. You can see his list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Go forth, have fun. And we'll see you next week.
Looking forward to it.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.